You're listening to WWBC Coco Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Coco Rockledge and W264AS Rockledge Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Shut it down. I'm hunting for someone, y'all. He's a lion thieving rattlesnake, and he's broken every law. He's terrorized the lives of men, and he's under arrest because I've been sent with a warrant from the body of Christ.
What's happening? Why is there?
Satan, bite the dust.
You just tuned in to Life Changers Radio Broadcast, a ministry where you do experience change. Tune in every Saturday from 11:15 to 11:30 a.m. We're excited about your deliverance. Let's go quickly into today's broadcast with your host, Apostle L. Meg Farquhar. Thank you for tuning in to Life Changers Radio Broadcast today. I greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the Lamb of Holy Lamb of God, the God above all gods, the King of kings, the Lord of lords, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, and the first and the last, our soon coming King, our Redeemer. I bless the name of the Lord today in the land of the living. He is good, and his mercy endured forever. Let's go quickly before the throne of grace today. Heavenly Father, we just praise you today because we know you know everything that we have need of. Hallelujah, Father. And we just thank you, Lord. We thank you for your forgiveness today. We thank you, Father. Hallelujah, for all the minute blessings of healing and deliverance, the great blessings, the phenomenal blessings, and the miraculous blessings. We thank you for your word that's forever settled in heaven. Heaven may pass away, earth is going to pass away, but your word will not. It's forever settled in heaven. And you said that your word will leave your mouth and not come back to you void, but it will accomplish that in which you sent it and prosper in that thing in which you please. We thank you for your word today. We thank you for your Holy Spirit, which is our helper, the Spirit of truth, the anointing, the power of God. Hallelujah, the comfort. Excuse me, the comforter that leads us and guides us into the truth of all things and shows us things to come. Your word declares to us that the Lord, that you are that spirit, and where the spirit of the living God is, there is liberty. I thank you this today that you will be liberating those that are under oppression and attacks from the enemy today in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father, I just thank you. I thank you, Heavenly Father, because you're not just a God that hears, but you're a God that acts, a God that brings results, a God that brings solution. We thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you for his blood, the holy blood, the eternal blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, which is our antidote for our sickness, sin, and disease. We thank you for your word declares to us in 1 John. You said, I write to you, brethren, that you do not sin. But if you do, you have an advocate with the heaven, with the Father, the man Jesus Christ, the living King of kings. And Father, we thank you for that. We also thank you, Father, for just allowing us to experience kingdom benefits on this earthly realm. We thank you for kingdom benefits. You said in your word, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things that we have need of will be added unto us. We have an inheritance that we have received from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and we're going to activate, glory be to God, we're going to activate that inheritance and make it into manifestation today in Jesus' name. One of the benefits that we do have, Father, is healing. You said in your word in Isaiah 53 that we are healed by your holy stripes. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, let your healing power go through the airways into the hospitals and to those that are sitting at home, to those that got evil reports. In the name of Jesus Christ, let the healing power of the Lord Jesus Christ begin to flow through the airways to meet you right where you are, to liberate you from your sickness, to liberate you from your sickness and your disease, to liberate you from demon and evil spirits and their oppression. In the name of Jesus Christ, we take authority over the powers of darkness today. We paralyze their operations, communications, travelizations, manifestations, and communications from our family, our children, our finances, our marriages. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we stand with the word of God according to Luke chapter 10, which declares to us that, behold, I've given you the authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and authority over all the power of the enemy, and nothing by any means shall hurt us. Father, we thank you that you confirm your word today with signs and wonders operating in Jesus' name. And so, Father, we give you praise and we thank you for this answered prayer right now in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm very excited about this message today, but I want to take the time out to encourage somebody today. As I look back from September of 2025 up until now, I have known or heard of three people taking their life because of circumstances and situations that they could not handle. I want to encourage in anybody out there that's going through, if you can't pay your bills, don't give up. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. He is Jehovah Jireh. He'll make a way for you out of no way. Do not, and I repeat, do not make a permanent decision in a temporary moment. If it, whatever case, whether you find out you had a sickness or a disease, Jesus can heal that. You just need your faith. You need to get into the word. You need to know him. You need to listen. Jesus said, listen, all you who are heavy, who laboring of heavy land, come unto me. He said, you shall find rest unto your souls. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I'm meek and lowly in heart. And he says, I will give you rest. You will get rest. Your soul is not at rest. I encourage you, life is worth living. The most valuable thing on this earth, outside the Holy Spirit, the blood, and the word of God, is souls, your very own soul. Don't give up. Give Jesus an opportunity in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Be encouraged. Be strengthened. It's not all of this. Those are material things. They perish, but your life is so valuable. Do not give up. Amen. And let's go quickly into the word today. We're going to go quickly to Luke chapter 12. We're going to start right here at verse 47. I encourage you to go back and read the whole chapter for yourself so that you may know, amen, that it is the Lord Jesus speaking here. And at verse 47, it says, and the servant who knew his master's will and did not prepare himself or do according to his will shall be beaten with many stripes. But he who did not know the will of his God, listen, and yet committed things deserving of stripes shall be beaten with few stripes. For everyone to whom much is given, from him much will be required, and to him much has been committed. Of him they will ask more. I want to pause right there, because when the Lord gave me that, I had to check, self-examinate me. And I had to look at this particular area in my life. And I said, well, wait a minute. I'm always having problems in this area. And, you know, a lot of times we like to say, oh, it's the devil. We're giving him too much power. Listen, Jesus don't took that. I had to self-examinate. And when I looked, I said, you know what? It's possible I've been getting beat with many stripes because too much is given. Much is required. When you know the will of God and you don't prepare yourself, nor do you do his will. And I said, let me repent here. And the Lord said, many of my people, many of my children are out there saying the devil is the one that's causing these problems. And the Lord say, that's not what that is. He said, a lot of my children know what they're doing. They know that they're in sin. They know that they're being rebellious and disobedient to what I've told them to do. And so what happens is that door is open. And therefore, the Lord says, I discipline those that I love. As he said, they keep saying the devil's doing it, and they're getting mad and riled up and this and that, and they holding all type of prayers against the devil. And the Lord said, it's my hand, because my hand is telling you, stop doing it. Repent. Be obedient. And many of them are getting upset. And he says, and because of that, they stay stagnant and stuck in that area, because they refuse to get on the line with my word and become one accord with my word for their lives. You know, it's just like how the Lord say, Lord, many say, Lord, Lord, and they do nothing that I say do. And so the Lord says, many of my people are saying the devil's done it. They're holding all kind of prayers, and the Lord is saying, and all we need to do is make the adjustment and get on track and do what he told us to do. It's like a young lady had came into, I remember years ago in the church, the young lady came to service. She would come up to the altar to get prayed for. So this particular time, she came up to the altar to get prayed for, and the Lord says, I'm not honoring that prayer. It's going to sit there. And I said, huh? He said, she needs to do the very first thing I told her to do. So she keeps coming back up to the prayer, crying and wanting us to pray and that the Lord get her out of the situation and this and that. And the Lord says, no, I told her to stop fornicating with the young man. She doesn't want to let the young man go. She wants to stay with him. But she keeps coming up to the altar, saying, pray for me, crying and this. And then the Lord said, until she do the first thing. Because she was in an abusive situation, and the Lord, she's saying, get me out of the situation, but she don't want to leave the man, the person that's doing it. So the Lord is saying, listen, I'm not going to honor any prayer after the fact that I told you what to do, and you choose not to do that. But you want me to answer it. You know what? Even as a leader, I could sit there all day for me. Now, the gifts and we know that the gifts and the callings are without repentance. They will operate, right? So that's for the body. But when it comes for me, myself, when it comes from my personal relationship with Jesus Christ and my personal growth in Jesus Christ, I got to be obedient to what he tells me to do. If he tells me I told you to stop doing this or to let that person go or to move over here or to do this and you choose not to do it, you're going to stay right there. It's like in my prophetic training with the Holy Ghost. It's very interesting. He says, if I tell you to go tell somebody something or to warn somebody or to do this or to give somebody something and you don't do it, you don't believe me, you cannot grow in the next level in the prophetic. You're going to stay right there until you learn to be obedient. Isn't it just like school, though? Isn't it just like your job? Like if you're on your job and you do something wrong, they're going to want what? Accountability for your and responsibility for the job that you in, accountability for why did you allow this to happen. The same thing here when he says, too much is given, much is required. He said, a person who did not know the will of his God, his masters, whatever, and did things worthy of stripes are going to be beaten with less stripes. Why? Because they're ignorant to, or did not know, or blinded to what their the will of the Lord was for their life. It's like, you ever reading something like that scripture? I don't know how many times I don't read that scripture, but when the Holy Ghost really illuminated it to me and expounded to me, it's like, hey, that area in your life that you're saying you're having a problem with, you might want to check you and look at it and see where in it, in that area that you're not doing my will. Where in that area, if it's against my word and you're not lining up with the will of the Lord and what I have for you in your life, is so many people sitting around in church just sitting on the pews, just sitting there, going there every day, just happy. And I'm happy. Hey, David said, I was glad when they said, let us go into the house of the Lord. But yet there is something, Jesus is productive God. There is something that the Lord has for you to do. Oh, he ain't called me to work with the children. Well, I want to tell you what, when people were saying, okay, you need to get out there, Pastor, you need to get out there, you need to be out there preaching. The Lord said, go clean my bathrooms. I said, okay. Clean the bathroom. They say, oh, no. You need to be over here preaching. You know, God's hand is on you. Got a heavy anointing. No. The Lord said, go. They need a youth pastor. Go teach the children. See, Jesus says, listen, I teach a man in a way that, or a woman in a way that I choose to teach them. And so we have to get on the board with the Lord. He says, listen, too much is required. Much is given, much is required. We can't stop. We got to stop crying and getting offensive and this and that, giving the devil more credit than what the devil like. It's like a person coming into church. They don't know you. They still baby in Christ. They may do something to offend you. You make a big deal out of it. We got to get past small offenses. Too much is given, much is required. Amen. I bless you today in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray that this word really, really manifests in your heart and that you really begin to look in your life and stop giving the devil more credit than what he deserves and giving him power that he don't have access to. It's time for us to stand up and be disciples of Jesus Christ. Amen. Yeah, we're children of the Most High. Glory be to God. But he's looking for some mature disciples now to stand up so that we could be example for those that are coming in from out in the world looking to be able to say, yeah, you're going to make some mistakes, but you know what? We forgive you for that. Let's keep moving. In Jesus' name, may the hand of the Lord continue to bless you. Amen. We thank you for tuning in today to Life Changers Radio Broadcast. We're excited about your deliverance, and we will continue to pray for you that the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth will bring healing, deliverance, and restoration radically into your life. Until the next time, God bless you.
Now, Satan, you're next in line. I'm going to hit you where it hurts, because I'm tired of you and my family, and I'm tired of you and my church. I'm not my own. I'm all with